Yeah, so when I was really young, my parents did go to church, but I don't remember how old I was when this happened, but my parents kind of they both believed in Jesus, but my mom went to an Episcopal church and my dad became a Jehovah's Witness. So they split in their beliefs, which at me as a young child left me kind of confused. We would sit at the table and read the Bible together. I remember that. I remember going to Kingdom Hall with my dad. I remember going to church with my mom, but I never like had a solid belief. And I then basically, as I got older, teenage years, 20s, became an atheist and just I only believed in what science could prove. And just that was it. I really didn't believe in anything.
Okay, so you got into the New Age eventually. I want to ask, how was your life before as an atheist, became an atheist in college? How was your life before the New Age? I know there's a lot of years in there. You probably have to like summarize like a bunch of stuff, but as much as you can explain, what was life like for you?
So I was always a go-getter, like always like I cared about getting really good grades. I always wanted to be the best at whatever I put my mind to. I ended up getting a job in pharmaceuticals where I was in sales first and then moved into marketing and very much loved being in the corporate world because it was rewarding. You know, I just kind of kept striving and striving and striving and getting promotions and raises and you know, getting pats on the back for being a good employee. But after doing that for 11 years, I was never fulfilled by it completely. Like I was just always striving for the next step and the next step and the next step. And while I did get some satisfaction, you know, from getting these promotions and raises, it really ended up being like I just felt empty because it was just there was this never ending like hamster wheel of constantly striving for the next thing. And I also was struggling personally. Like again, I initially life was good. You know, I had friends. I was married. I got married when I was 30, had a very active social life. I drank a lot. You know, that was normal at those times, but even more so because my husband was a big drinker. So I was just like heavy into the party stage. I didn't want kids. He's now my ex-husband, but we didn't want kids together. He had a son from a previous relationship, so I had a stepson and we were good with that. We just wanted to party and go on vacations and keep making a lot of money. So that was what life was about for me, was about kind of making money and partying. And then I found myself in therapy because I felt completely unfulfilled and empty and didn't know why. You know, so yeah.
Interesting. So I'd like you to talk about, therapy and how that helped or didn't help, like what your experience was with that. But at the same time, I'm curious because you did get involved in the New Age. And many times people that start to be interested in the New Age is because they have issues, whether it be health, but most of the time it's like mental issues, like depression or, unfulfilling life or things like that. Did that contribute, to you wanting to move into the New Age side of the world?